Today's Mishnah in Masechet Negaim is the last Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beit. So remember, we talked about how the Corona is exactly the inyonim of Tzaras, and it's all because of it's mevusas on the inyonim of Bodot Yeshev, quarantines, 14 days. All of the inyanim of Lashon Hara that a society finally reaps. So indeed, what do we do in order to have a yeshiva? So we make capsules, right? So we build a little capsule with plastic all around it, and that way every person can be in the Beis HaMedrash. So what do we do in order to have a mitzora be allowed to come into shul? Since he's not allowed, he's going to be metame everything. Nichlas Beit HaKnesset. What we do is before, we make a capsule. Osim lo mechitza gavoa asarat tefachim. So we build this little plastic surrounded capsule to prevent everybody from getting ill from Lashon Hara. And it has to be al rochav arba amot. And this is his own private capsule. And then he can daven there. He has to be the first one in, because otherwise, as he walks in, he's going to mess up the Beit HaKnesset. He'll be metame everybody. And he has to wait till everybody leaves, and then he can walk out, v'yotze, acharon, and so on. Okay, now the question is, what's the din of kelim? Now, I mean, we saw before there's an issue about, do we view the din of bia, tumas bia of a mitzera, which is moshavo, similar to the way we view the dinim of tumas meis in an oil? So we spoke about, will it be batame everything? Is it batame only up to arba amos, which is considered to be the maximum height that a person can stretch? That would be beit moshavo. The same question is, what's the din about a kli? So when it comes to kelim, we have special halachas l'gabei tumas kelim, such as any kli which is not mekabel tuma from the outside of the kli, a tzamit patil will save it from becoming tame. Right, so if you have the kli cheres, you have kli avonim or kli gelolim, all of which are not mekabel tuma mibachutz. So if it's properly sealed up, so then the tuma won't get into it. Is that a halacha also in the moshavo of the tuma of a mitzora? Furthermore, obviously, when it comes to tumas oyel, anything that defines a separate oyel that is large enough to be a separate oyel, so it's a tefach and so on, and you cover it with anything, it doesn't need tumit pasil, because then you created a separate oyel. So if you have like a ditch in the house, you put a board over it, so anything that's under the board is not going to become tumi from an oyel, because it's chaytzitz b'fnei atuma. So what would be the dinim of chaytzitz b'fnei atuma, or the dinim of tumit pasil, as it comes to the question of moshavo v'mitzora? So the Tanakhama turns out to be Rabbi Meir, says, kol ha-matzil tzamit patil ba'ol ha-meit, matzil tzamit patil ba'bayat ha-menuga. It's the same halacha. And kol ha-matzil mechuseh ba'ol ha-meit, and anything that is able to be matzil by being chitzit b'fnei atuma, if it has a tefach underneath it, which does not require tzamit pasil, it doesn't have to be tight, it just needs to be covered, is matzil mechuseh, which is the light covering, would prevent the contents to become a kabel tuma in a bayit hamenuga. And we view the comparison of Miriam of Al-Nati kemeit as being a halacha legabi that which is a kabel tuma even in kelim from a mitzora. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that halacha is the same. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it's not true. Actually, it's a different halacha, because we know that someone who's tuma from a bayit that the tzorua went into, it doesn't say anything about shivas yomi. He's only tome for yom echad. Mashenke by tumas oyel, the tumas for shivas yomi. So we don't give it the same chumrah. And therefore, the halach, according to Rabbi Yossi, is anything that would be matzil with tzomit posel ba'ol ha-meis is matzil even by just being mechuseh in the bayit ha-menuga. You would not need a tight-fitting cover. And kol ha-matzil mechuseh ba'ol ha-meis is afilu meguleh in a bayit ha-menuga is tohar, because all we need to do is to be mechalek the moshavo. So if this is a ditch, then it's not in the moshavo area of the mitzora. So why would it have to be covered? Covered is a way of preventing penetrating tumah. There's no din of penetrating tumah. There's only a din of being in the same beit moshavo. So it's an inappropriate analogy. And therefore, in a bayit ha-menuga, it would be tohar, even without such a thing. And this brings us to a moment we have long been waiting for. Hadron alach asara batimein. Hey.